Locker Room Chats here on KNZA as we continue to get you now set for what is coming up on week 6 of the high school football season. Our Locker Room Chats back to it this week. We'll start with Donovan West, and we got head coach Nick Fumler. It's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Coach, coming off a tough one this past week, a Hanover team that's really starting to find its groove, 48-0 that final. Take us through that game a little bit. What were a few things that kind of stood out to you?
Well, you know, we looked at the film Monday, and you know, we did about everything you can do to let a game get away from you. We talked about taking care of the football, and we had 3 turnovers in the game. And we had some holding or some just penalties at key moments that kind of stopped drives for us. And you know, we'd get into a third manageable situation and then, you know, make a mistake and just kind of shot ourselves in the foot, you know, time and time again. And so, you know, we go back and we look at those things and we try to recognize that, hey, we got to be a little bit more consistent, and, you know, just try to take that opportunity to get better. And so that's kind of where we're at this week. You know, we felt like, you know, if we didn't make some of the mistakes that we made, and I mean, I guess that's football, that's sports in general, but if we don't make some of the mistakes that we made and some of the moments that we made them, that we feel like we, you know, we could have been in that game. I'm not saying that we could have been on top, obviously, in a spread like that, but you know, we could have been in the game and could have been competitive. And I think we look back over the last 2 weeks, and that's kind of how we feel. If we just clean up our mistakes and take care of the things that we need to take care of, then we're all of a sudden a competitive football team instead of a team that's getting spanked.
Do you feel like the guys have come back with good and right mindset here this week in practice?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We'll probably know a lot more Friday night, but, you know, we don't seem too down the dumps about it. I think we kind of understand where we're at. I mean, you look out there on Friday night, you know, we're playing without a senior, so that means we were down to 3 seniors, and everybody else that was on the field was a freshman or sophomore. And that's just the reality where we're at right now. We've got a lot of youth to try to overcome. And some of those guys have come a long ways from the start of the season until now. But you know, you're still talking about putting a 14-year-old kid out there on the field with 17, 18-year-old kids. And physically, there's a big difference there. So we'll just continue to grow with those guys, continue to try to keep things positive and get better every day. And see how we can finish out the season here.
Yeah, just a few games left here in the regular season. You're back at home on Friday night. You take on Lynn. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing on with our locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9, we're talking Donovan West with Nick Fumler, head coach, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Coach, final few games here in the regular season. This final stretch starts at home with Lynn. You know, they've kind of had a tough start to their season as well. They've trying to find a groove and losing 3 straight. Now they lost to Frankfort last week. You know, when you watch this Lynn team, what really stands out? What are a few keys that they're going to kind of bring and challenge you with?
Well, I tell you what, the biggest thing is that, you know, regardless of what the record is, they've got to do. They've got some guys who can play the game. Quarterback is a good athlete. I got a running back that's a pretty good football player. And, you know, the defensive line, they come after you, they get off the ball, and they fly around. And so, you know, we kind of continue to go back to, hey, what are the things that we need to do? What do we need to do to be able to execute a little bit more consistently on both sides of the ball? And we're just working on trying to fix ourselves. And if we can get ourselves fixed and execute what we do a little bit better, we feel like we can be in the game with a chance to win it. You know, we just gotta not do the things that we've been doing, turnovers and just missed assignments and things like that. If we can take care of our business, we should be in the game.
Well, you mentioned again in the first segment, and it's just really true, when you're not playing with many seniors and the majority of your roster is freshmen and sophomore, it's certainly a huge difference when you're putting, you know, those guys out there with a team that might be senior and junior heavy when you're talking about 2, 3, maybe even 4 years difference in age. That's certainly a big key and a big difference there. So when you're just trying to work on yourselves, is it just fundamentals? Is it just the basics? I mean, what are just some things you're really trying to work with these guys?
Yeah. I mean, we're working on blocking and tackling. I mean, that's football. If you can block and tackle, you have a chance. If you don't block and tackle well, you're going to struggle. So we're working blocking and tackling. We're, just making sure that everybody understands, up front, we're playing a couple freshmen up front. So we're making sure that, we understand that if we line up against a 4-front, what our assignment is versus if we line up against a 3-2 or a 3-3, what our assignment is. So, and kind of doing what we do offensively, running that single wing stuff, you never know what you're going to see defensively from week to week. So we got to be able to handle whatever shows up, whatever they put out there. And so just really clarifying and making sure these guys understand who they're supposed to block and how they're supposed to go about doing that. And that's a big, that's a big part of it. We had some mistakes last week that we had a 3rd-and-1 where we missed a blocking assignment, and you end up 4th-and-3. So, we got to eliminate those things so we can keep possession of the ball and keep moving the thing down the field. And I think we'll get better in that regard this week. So.
Yeah, finally, Coach, what do you want to see? Just a few keys and kind of the expectations for this one against Lynn.
Well, kind of the same things we've been talking about. We just got to continue to grow, continue to get better offensively, more consistent in our execution, more consistent in our effort. And then continue to improve as a tackling team. We had a couple injuries last week, so we're going to be putting some different guys out there again. So we just got to make sure everybody's in the right place and does their job. And if we do that, then like I say, we get the chance to be in the game.
Nick Fumbler, Donovan West head coach, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. They are closing out the final few games of the regular season. They'll be at home this week as they take on Lynn. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.